You're listening to Truth Brothers with Ray, Devon, and Candace. And if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you're gonna like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
That is Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday. We're all back. We're here to have a good time. This should be a good one. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right, we've got the chat room open this evening for your questions and comments. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
All right. And everybody knows, and I mean everybody knows, that that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Thank you. But that pause really isn't needed.
Yeah,
sure okay. It is. Oh, my bad.
There you go, right.
I forgot all about it. I was too busy finishing up something I was writing over here. I'm sorry.
How was everyone's week?
I knew you was going to ask.
Well,
about
yeah, we've been doing it for over a year now.
Yeah, don't.
How was your week?
Yeah.
After Earth.
Now we know, see? And now we know everything, because last week she had a great week, and everybody was nervous this week.
Yeah.
Everybody calm down. We all good.
No,
yeah,
that just
see,
means I'm
we
back
made
to
it
normal.
Through. Them lying Mayans.
There you
them lying Mayans.
Because, yeah, you had a boy. Everybody was sitting on pins and needles when you had a good week.
Yeah. I heard everybody went out.
That's a prophecy. That's a prophecy.
The pastor or preacher who told everybody, man, we dying this last year
the
around
old
October.
Guy.
The old, yeah, the old yeah, guy. Yeah. And he
what's
just,
his name?
Old white guy.
Is it Joel? Not Joel.
Not Joel Osteen.
No. Not
he's
him.
A, this was some nobody.
No, but I think his name is Joe something too.
Yeah, and he yeah.
Passed the wrong time.
I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, we're
and he because he had said one of the prophecies is when the producer of Supremus has a good week, watch it out.
Boo.
Just saying.
Boo.
Right.
That's what
the floor
does.
Door.
That's what that, where's my floor door, Michael? Stop playing.
Oh, man. In the comments, I
on
have
Lucifer.
Gotten about,
yeah.
About is Michael in hell? That's we're going to have to have that as a topic, period.
Is Michael Jackson
is Michael,
in hell?
You the one who proposed it last
yes,
week.
Yes, I did. But
and,
I don't
oh,
think
boy.
Yeah, we caught
we called,
dude,
yeah.
My inbox,
yeah, yeah, my inbox
not.
Lit up, too.
My inbox lit up. You are. I've been called everything a person could be called on this show.
Yeah.
Really?
Except
like
talented.
Yeah.
We get everything but talented.
I've been
see,
called
you
all dark.
Too much ruckus.
Yeah, I've been called everything but
dark.
Good. Yeah, I've been called you dark lion heathen. I've
wow.
Been, yeah. How dare you disrespect the late, great, talented white Michael Jackson?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we've taken shots. Someone was told that yeah, y'all be airbrushing the hell out the pictures, making the old guy look young. Yeah,
we've been
hit with.
But
and last week was my birthday, so that didn't feel good at all to hear about the supposed excessive airbrushing that's
yeah.
done to our pictures.
But that was love.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? If they not
do you
talking
see
about
how I'm really exercising self control and I'm not responding.
Right,
we do.
It's okay, right? Because every knock is a boost. As long as they talking, I
that's
don't care
what. About
as
to say.
Long as they talking,
see,
you have it.
As long as they singing, you, them truff bros ain't that works for me.
Always talking about twerking.
Oh yeah, and got a couple of comments about our picture for twerking by the internet.
Yeah. And we got a lot of comments about the first story we're going to jump into in The Terrible Truth, but we'll cross that when we get there.
Yeah, we'll burn that bridge in a few. Who we hollering at?
Okay. All right. Let's get this straight. We got to holler at Nija Rutherford, Joyce Allman, True Brothers Family, Sydney Johnson, Kevin Coleman, I'm sorry, Tara Hall, Eunice Cole, Sade Dixon, a couple of graduations, class of 2013, Bria Cole, shout out to Lil Cousin, Ishmael Rashad, and Caffrey Irby. Did I say that right?
Caffrey,
I'm sorry. Sorry, Brother Lonnie, if I said his name wrong, don't hurt me. It was an accident. I apologize. But shout out to the class 2013. Y'all doing it big, you know. Congratulations.
Right.
And before we finish that up, brother, you said you wanted to say
yes, I want to give a special shout out to a good friend of mine, Herman Kreit. He retired today from the phone company with over 30 years of service, and that is just terrific to see a brother make it like that. I mean, he won. He got in 30 years in, got out. I mean, when you're forced into retirement because you'll make more money retired than you do working, then you're a winner.
I want to win.
There you go.
Now sit back and watch them checks roll.
Now, yep, sit back and sitting by the dock of the bay. Yeah, he's a great brother. He's an old school brother too, so he still dressed like Sam and Dave. And Sam Cooke and all that, yeah. Yeah, he's awesome.
Mm-hmm. How the song go? I forgot it.
Sitting by the dock of the bay.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Watching the tide, yeah. We need a music show
there
for this piece. All right, and for DJs, B-Days, I'm sorry, to the twins, Aquila and Priscilla Andrews, happy birthday. Georgetta Rags, Christina Albertina. That's her name. Happy birthday. Katoya Roberts, Mona Lachey over there. Happy
Had
a birthday coming up. Happy birthday. Clifton Tucker, Daniel Johnson, Anna.
That was
close. Yeah. Anna Reddy, happy birthday. And Raquel Dozer.
All right.
Happy birthday from the truth.
My fellow Geminis. And I want to send a special thank you to everybody who went on my page and wished me a happy birthday, man, since we've been doing this show. That was the largest amount of birthday wishes I ever gotten. That was nice. I appreciate it.
Airbrushed
it. Yeah. Right. Right.
Let's give you a round of applause.
Thank you to the Airbrush Company.
Yay.
The Airbrush Company.
Earl
for
Saab
doing
it.
Thank you.
Earl Saab.
Our pictures don't do us justice, because if I have to say so myself, I think we're a pretty good looking group.
I thought so.
Who am I to argue?
I thought so.
I was told we was knuckles.
Oh, well,
ugly,
you know.
Knuckles.
Yeah.
There you go. Right.
Well, you know, when the pot calls the kettle black.
Well, there you go.
Here
we go. And with all that out the way, oh my God. It don't get no more terrible than this. This, y'all, is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth. If you're terrible like an X-ray, you're fine.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by Big Dex.
Excuse me. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go. Yeah. Get it out.
We better be talking about a sporting goods store.
Big Deck Patio and Construction. Wife not satisfied with your deck? Get a bigger one.
There
call 1-800 it hurts.
And Chief Keith Invisible Underwear. Made for the homies. I told you this is going to be a good one.
Big
day. I told you.
Wait.
You know, it's Father's Day, patio, people barbecue.
Right. You got to
get a bigger deck, because sometimes the deck you might have might
ain't
be
big
too
enough.
Small.
Right.
You can't
and,
fit anything.
And your
on
wife
your
ain't happy. She can't party on it or entertain guests with it.
Right. I can't do nothing with a little deck either. So
right. So you got to get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You dial 1-800 Big Deck.
Right. And for the young kids, hey, they got that cheap, cheap, invisible underwear.
For the homies.
For the homies. Only.
All right. We had to jump into something like that to get into something like this. Do during the week, we posted this video up on our page and in the Terrible Truth. And it was just recently. If anybody hasn't had the chance to see it, please, if you're online now, go on Facebook, click the True Brothers site. It's on there. It's called Dick Slang, right? We had to say it because that's what it's called.
That's right.
So in this video, group of guys, you know, they all together. They
all guys.
All guys. Not a female amongst the bunch. Now, here's what's crazy. You got five guys doing it and one guy's filming
it.
So that's six.
Zooming in on part.
That's six dudes, right? So they say, knock out ENT, whatever. They kicking it off. And my man says, we're going to put y'all up on this new dance, right? So they get the one dude gets in a circle, and they all looking, and they like, okay, what you got?
Yeah. And what I love is the MC is saying, like you say, he's knockout records, this, we got this new dance. But the dude next to him, he's so excited, he cannot wait to start the dance.
He doing the homie.
His arms clench up, and he like a slough, and he can't wait to jump out there and start spinning the propeller.
So my man, the little dude gets in the middle. And I don't mean no pun intended by little dude, because I'm not looking like that, right? I was just...
The shortest of the bunch.
Yeah, and I don't mean the shortest. I mean height-wise. There we go. My man gets in the middle, and he like, yeah. So while he's hyping up the crowd, they going, blah, blah, like numerous. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm thinking they finna do some footwork, whatever, back in the day. So they all decide this is the day we're not going to wear drawers.
You can't. Not doing this dance.
And we just going to put on either basketball shorts or jogging pants, and we going to shake the meat, right? So I'm like, okay, yeah. I don't like this at all, right? Because I'm 40 seconds into watching it, and I stopped. Like, nah. So to get the long story short, people, it's called Dick Slang. That's all I'm going to say. And you can see these brothers is here, five or six of them. So my man is...
And into it.
And really into it, judging each other. Man, come on. Yeah, bro.
Get
him. That's what I'm talking
about.
Get him.
I like Deshaun the best. He's the best dancer because he's the largest. He's the best.
We call him Great Pants Deshaun because he's like that.
Yes.
And they proceed... Then they all get their individual time.
They shine time.
Because now, all right, everybody's doing it at once. All right, bro, spread out. We need to see who's the best meeting.
Yes.
Now.
They call, right. They call them the best top stake. Top stake. Who's the best? The best one is called top stake.
Is that a joke?
Yes.
Oh.
Longhorn. They proceed to go ahead and have their individual time in there. The brothers are going in and out interchangeable, but what gets me in this whole thing is the dude is cheering the other brothers on. Like, yeah,
dude,
bro.
Dude, do the reverse spin.
Nah,
that's the one I like.
This is the third take, and each take you're not getting. Here, let me help you. Like...
You got to find that balance between limp and hard. Here, let me rub your shoulders.
Oh, geez.
Now we got you going.
Now, Sway, I want to feel the wind. Give me some slang. And I'm
knock out ENT.
Yeah.
Dick Slang. We're going to tell y'all about it.
Everybody
shout out to Coco Kiss and Dirty Girls. High
179.
ET.
Girl, not him.
The ball man in this is go first.
Back away from me. Me and my niggas, just in the VIP. Now bump it to the left, bump it to the right. Cause when you do the homie, nigga got to do it right. Oh my God.
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
Excuse me, I was distracted. Oh. Pretty much over there.
Oh, yes, 818-514-1202. Come on with your comments. You got to have some.
If you have not seen that video, I wouldn't advise a brother to take a look at it. But
no, I advise all men to take a look, because this is what we're letting our young boys become.
And here's what's crazy. When I was telling Big Bro over here about it, he was like, man, these kids. I'm like, no, these dudes are my age. But we're going to take a real quick break, let that marinate, and we'll be right back. More Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is Ray Davis of Truth Brothers Radio, taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@APT.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the Truth Brothers family.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Radio, we're back, and it's orange flavored today. It's just flat out orange. That's what everybody get today, orange flavored. And don't forget to join us in the second hour when we will go into our third installment of Venus versus Mars. And this one is going to be unique. We got a special guest who's actually a listener who came up with the idea, and we incorporated it and invited them on as a guest. So that tells you the type of our relationship we like to have with the listeners. So Mr. Wendell Weaver will be on the second hour.
Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, so there you go. So is it really homies over hoes? Is that what's up?
I'm getting that idea.
Is that what's happening?
You know
happening?
What? That's a topic in itself, though. But
yeah.
I feel like I get the idea that I don't remember a time ever, at least in my existence, where me and my boys wanted to get together and do that, at least with no females around. Like,
true.
I don't remember.
Or, you know, there was a time, especially when breaking first, you know, when all these crews would get together and practice their routines, but it wasn't this gay. And it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the fact that
watching people just shake they junk, don't do it. I don't want to be around someone who want to do that.
Before we get there.
Before we go to the junk shaking.
Go ahead, Candy, because I know what she's about to say, and I want to.
What am I getting ready to say?
Well, you're going
to
say, wait a minute now, me being a woman. I wouldn't mind seeing the junk being shook, right? Kinda, right?
No.
Are you going to say that? Because I was about to actually, hey, for the ladies, it's twerking for ladies. That's what it is. That's what it do. All in all.
I guess it, in a sense it kind of is, because when the chicks are dropping their butts and shaking.
But there was no chicks around. They didn't they don't even mention ladies.
What
they all stand around high-fiving each other.
What she said, well, I ain't going to say what she's saying, but what I'm saying is we as heterosexual males watch twerking because we're not into that.
Okay.
We don't like
that.
And for ladies, they will look at that and go, yeah, big dick. So,
I got
you. Patios and construction.
Right,
so,
right, right. And but I just, the guy, I don't want to, and they sitting there pointing at each other. And
but see,
that,
you all don't have this, just playing devil's advocate here, you all don't have this visceral reaction to when a girl is shaking her ass on the video. Y'all all in.
We just did a show with about it.
I ain't gonna lie. I really don't. I agree with what Candace said.
I
do.
The one cheek wobbling.
Bye.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
That and we what's the real reason you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
It's not for the acting, I'm sure.
It ain't for the knowledge that they dropping. It's not because they dropping science in there. That's all I'm saying. It's not like they dropping some rocket science.
It's for when Kim go and get that butt massage.
When Kim goes and, oh, I dropped a nickel. And she decides to pick it up.
With her lips.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it looks like somebody drew a heart. Just saying. She has a point.
There you go. Okay. 818-514-1202. What's your comment out there? How do you feel? I don't like this whole, I don't mind. Yeah, young men and camaraderie, that's nice, and you should. It's nice to see friends hanging together. And
not
young,
this,
but
nice.
Not in this way.
Not hanging like that.
Not a dude. We got a new dad. We call it the taffy pool. This is, no.
The what?
The taffy pool.
Jesus Christ.
We call rubber band playing.
All right, called the milk squirt. Come on.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Milk squirt. Ugh.
Right, and the dude sitting there yelling, but I that didn't like it.
I mean,
didn't like it.
I don't see why. Okay, now again, I'm really being, I guess I'm being biased or whatever on my side because I have to be. But that just screams, because I don't see no women calling the other women who twerk gay. I don't see women doing that.
Right,
but. It's no way I can't see a bunch of dudes. These are supposed to be the toughest. They got the whole, and it's not like they're teenagers. These dudes in their 20s, like, yeah.
And they cheering each other on for shaking their chump.
That's the part that I don't
like. This is my boy. Now watch him.
Maybe I'd be a little more enthusiastic about it if they were grown. These are kids.
Right.
And I'm just saying as far as like a male stripper. You know what I mean? So, I mean.
No, I'm straight. I don't want to see a bunch of male strippers making a video cheering each other on either.
I'm just saying I could understand a little bit more if they were grown, if they were strippers. I mean, this is
sure.
This is like a circle jerk.
If you wanted to make this dance.
Right, it's a circle jerk.
That's exactly what it is. If you wanted to make this dance and you spent all this time and effort on a YouTube clip, why don't you have a bunch of girls there cheering you on while y'all
right.
took turns getting in the middle
right.
doing your bell clanging?
Because they'd be in the way.
Right.
Exactly.
We right.
can't do this back-to-back train
right.
with these girls
Nobody,
here.
These dudes, they don't rap for women no more. Dudes don't buy cars for women no more. Dudes don't dress for women no more.
They dress for their homies.
Yep. Everything today is all about.
I came looking for man's butt.
Exactly.
Everything is built around that now, and it's sickening. Don't like it.
Yeah, I don't think, like, when you're at a point where you got people, or I don't even want to say people, I want to say guys, and I use that term very, very freely, loosely rather, that's just like, I don't want to kick it with my girl. I'd rather be with my boys all the time. Like, that
right.
seems a little weird
right.
to me. I get it that during at a certain point in time in your life, when you're younger, you like, man, I can't let my boys know I'm with my girl because it's going to make me look weak.
You were nine.
But exact, that was
You
my
were
point.
Nine.
But as you got older, they...
Yes, they made whole Little Rascal movies around that topic.
Yeah.
But they were nine, not 19. 19,
not
29. 29, you supposed to be, hey, yeah, man, we all finna go out and have a guy's night out. Oh, my girl texted me and she just came back from Victoria's Secret. Deuces.
Yeah.
See you later.
I'm going to look for ladies' butt.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. But I mean, do you think this whole phony gangsterism and everything built around jail culture? Because right now, 818-514-1202. I believe that the whole black community is organized around prison and prison norms, folkways, mores, all that. Tradition. I mean, this whole, so you tell these young kids, dude, if you wear your pants sagging, that's saying that you want to get plugged. That's what it means in prison, that you a punk, you a bitch, you this.
I ain't in prison.
And they'll sit there and don't believe you and believe the dude that's in prison.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you say? I mean, to me, I get the baggy clothes. Baggy, I got. I understood it. I went through the phase of everything had to be 4X. I got that.
Right.
But I didn't believe in pulling my pants all the way under the cheek so that you can see my entire drawers. And then you
tie the belt so tight.
Right.
And then you walk like the Penguin to keep your...
Like,
and then you want to fight somebody.
Yeah, I never got that. But, I mean, I don't personally agree with the method. I believe that we are headed towards, we do believe in that prison mentality, though, because I don't think a bunch of guys supposed to be together like that in that realm to begin with, though.
Not that realm.
All guys shouldn't be around each other with their shirts off. I don't. It's just
no.
Right. No one should be showing off their pecs and their abs to
right.
one another.
I just
dude, look, it's coming together nice, right? If it's coming together nice, you wait till the ladies tell you that.
Nah.
You don't need your boy to validate what you're doing.
Yeah, but see, I think some of the younger dudes like it that they boys are compliment them instead of they woman.
Dude.
And that's a problem.
Dude,
really?
Guys now, they're buying rims. They getting paint jobs. And they not doing it for the ladies. They doing it for their boys.
Yeah.
There's dudes who dress up on a Saturday night to go somewhere and worried about how they boys think they going to look. Versus some female.
Yeah.
That's real.
I actually was having this conversation with a female. I think it was either today or yesterday. And we were talking about it. And I was like, actually, what happened was it was a question on Family Feud. And they had polled 100 women. And it was just women. And they said, you know, if my husband could change one thing, what would it be? And it was something that she got right or whatever like that. And I was like, nah, you know, that's for y'all, because it came down to she said a question, answer as far as like a bigger house. And I'm like, dudes don't really think big houses like that. Dudes are comfortable. No, when I said, hear what I'm saying. If a dude, I remember a time when I was talking to my pops, I remember a time when we was talking and we was like, look, if a dudes buy nice houses, and they buy nice cars because they think that it will attract the woman.
Right,
if they
exactly.
see you in
exactly.
a nice house and a nice car, that's why you got it. But if a dude can hit a woman in the back of a KFC, he'd do it if he was able to live in a dump
right,
and
right.
get away
in my
with
mama's
it.
Basement.
Exactly. If you could do that and get away with it, then why
right.
not?
Right. That B. Cole song is all about that. I spent all my money to buy this car to fool you into thinking I got something when I actually live in my mama's basement.
But that's my point. Like the now, when we was talking about the Family Feud question, the now is based on they're not doing it for dudes. That big houses and all that ain't for women
no. No, right. Everything now is for their fellow dudes. No one does anything. You buy the goofy looking giant watches that make you look like a clown because your dude think it's nice. You go places for your dude, like the homies over hoes. They would say they're the only ones in the VIP section. Well, the point of getting in the VIP section was for all the ladies to see you
up
in the exclusive
and
section
want to join you. Yeah, but you know, whatever.
Breakdown.
There you go.
Well, we'll be right back.
I was with you.
Yeah, all right. We got to take another break. We'll be right back. True Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
You're good, but let's be honest, you're not perfect. And that's not American. We strive to be number one in everything. Sports, politics, economics, homelessness, degeneracy. Los Santos is the home of beauty and glamour for the whole world. Live up to society's expectations. Play your part. Your body is a work of art. Don't leave it half-finished. It's time for your creative plastic surgery. We'll make your face as tight as a drum. We'll suck fat out of your body with an industrial pump. Increase your confidence with fake breasts to ensure people know what you're all about. For the more adventurous, why not try an extra nose or three breasts? You know how much men like breasts. Can you imagine how wild they'll go for others?
My wife was complaining that she did all the work. Carried the baby for 9 months, had painful labor. It's not fair to her my nipples are useless. That's why I had creative plastic surgery. I got a set of udders installed. Now my son can suck my udders while I'm watching the game. The fellas at the bar love them too.
Men never stared lasciviously at my ass. Then I had a tail attached. Now people can't stop looking.
Beauty is not skin deep, it's less than that. Creative plastic surgery. Achieve your own utopia.
My mind is a place where I make my plans. The world is a place where I put my hands. Beauty of life is my place.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You heard of this ain't no radical, radical, because nothing was taken, no taking, all factual, wrong way, detonate, way in the world, speculate, this upper degree, believing what you hear and have, what you
Truth like. Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and yeah, we're talking about utter slang. Slang your udders.
Guys twerking by the necks to us.
There you go.
Twerking by each other. I don't know.
Duh.
Just tired of people.
Yeah, it just makes me hate people. It does.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let me ask y'all this real quick.
What's up?
You came home from work and caught your son doing the slang. How you
your
feel?
Boys around? Yeah. Oh, because, I mean, if he's doing it by himself, I'd laugh and just say, you's an idiot. I don't. Yeah, that's. I like. It's, you know.
Yeah.
If he's doing it by himself, it's one of them funny father moments that you get to laugh about when he's old. Like, hey, remember that day I came home from the grease mill and you was trying to slang? You stupid. But if it's you and nine of your boys together and I come in and y'all all doing it,
right?
And then one of y'all decided to say, "Nah, let me show you." And he's pulling his pants down
to show you the full movement.
Like, see, this is what happens when it's off. It's these pants that's holding me back. Like,
oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
We have a problem. Houston, we have
right.
a problem. So,
right.
Yeah, that's just where I'm at.
Yeah.
I think everybody, every dude would have.
Candace?
Yeah, I'm kind of with
yeah,
Javon.
That's
I,
where
I,
you're
I'd
at?
Be a little, yeah, I think I'd go nuclear.
Would you kick the boys out, all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all little fairies got to go. Fly your behinds out of
with
here.
You and your sausage slingers out of here.
Yep.
And your pixie dust.
Get out. Out. Everybody.
I put the. Anyway. So, what are we go? Are we moving?
Yes.
We
just, yes.
All right. Check it out, y'all. We're going to continue with the terrible truth right now. Check this out. A drunk driver was having sex while speeding and caused a crash that sent his naked boo flying out of the window.
There you go.
Yeah.
She was strapped on but wasn't strapped in.
Ooh, I like that. I actually like that. Safety condoms.
There you go.
A 25
Mookie Blaylock safety condoms. That was too soon.
Too soon
for the Mookie.
What happened to Mookie Blaylock?
You hear Mookie Blaylock had a car accident in Atlanta this weekend. He went head on into another car.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm sure he didn't feel none of
this. He's in critical condition.
And you make a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell Mookie do the right thing.
Tell Mookie do the right thing. Don't drive drunk, Mookie. Yeah.
Mookie Blaylock, how was he speeding in a Pacifica? He can't. That boy.
What you trying to say, man?
Man, Mookie.
He spent that money.
Mookie,
he spent that Blaylock fortune.
It ain't like the Blaylock is balling. That's all I'm going to say. Blaylock could be over here with us. That's all I'm saying.
Mookie and Friends.
Blaylock on Blog Talk after dark at night. What's up, y'all? This is Blaylock.
Oh.
Got that gout removed. A 25-year-old man is facing multiple charges after police said he was drunkenly having sex with a woman while driving, crashed his car, and then ran from police. Bronitz, we're going to ride with that, was found with one shoe on and his shorts on inside out Monday night.
There you go.
Hiding in a cactus after he crashed his Ford Explorer.
He's a winner.
On the 2600 block of Pennsylvania on Monday night, like I said. Bronis, female passenger, was found naked outside the vehicle after being ejected. She had deep cuts in her face and head. I'm going to leave that one alone. But was in stable condition when she was sent to the hospital, police said. Police said Bronis was heading north on Pennsylvania when he ran a red light and struck a car heading westbound on Menno. There you go.
You big dummy. There you go.
Mr. Bronis was observed to be having sexual intercourse with the passenger and sped off at a high rate of speed, the Albuquerque police officer wrote in the criminal complaint. These activities presented a danger to others on the roadway as exhibited by the accident. Witness told police Bronis was clearly drunk when he got out of the car, and officers found a full bottle of vodka in the vehicle. Oh. When Bronis tried to drive away from the scene, leaving the passenger behind, a witness grabbed his keys from the ignition. That's when Bronis tried to take cover in a cactus, where he later refused police demands and became hostile with paramedics and other police.
Well, okay, let's just make it a full failure.
When Bronis was in the police car, he refused to keep his pants on. Police said he was booked in where Superman lived. Detectives in the early Tuesday morning. On no bond hold. He's facing charges including aggravated DUI, reckless driving, and evading police, and sex without a condom.
You big dummy.
That's a charge?
No, I was just
playing. It is. Don't get out. I'm not finished yet.
Ugh.
There you go.
This way. No, okay, I'm sorry.
Knock out ESD.
You're the issue. Now they say old girl has scratches all on her face, right?
Her face and her head, right?
Whose head?
Yeah, her head.
Oh,
not
okay.
his head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because
he was behind the cactus. I just assumed
right.
It was scratches on his, too.
Nah.
I'm sure.
It did. No, the excitement was gone by then. It was nothing
really?
But shame. Yeah.
Sometimes.
A cactus.
Yeah.
It's shame.
In New Mexico.
Yeah, whatever. What was he listening to? What were they listening to in the car when it happened?
No kids and dirty girls. How dirty girls. And I, EP.
Yeah. Hate them.
People, man.
Hate them.
People.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It makes me sick.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Man.
Part of that is kind of... I mean, don't get me wrong.
No.
Nah, don't get me wrong. Let's just
no. And then you're drunk, and then
well,
you
see the drunk part.
And then you hit a school bus full of kids going to Sunday school,
like singing "I Like Being Alive."
Yes.
Sing. I like being alive. I like being alive. That's
what they were singing. Life is so good.
Thank God I haven't had a car crash because I like being alive.
Y'all are stupid.
Okay, but no, I mean, you know, because, hey, if you're getting it, that's kind of exciting a little bit, man. You got to admit that, though, no?
No!
Really? Really?
Yeah,
no.
Come on.
You got to live, man.
He's trying.
Okay,
trying.
And yeah.
The drunk part, I get. The
okay, what
then?
No, time out. He's trying to have sex while he's driving. You got a butt-naked chick in your car. You got alcohol in your car.
Now, that's wrong.
So not smart. No.
No, I give you that.
Okay, I know what you're trying to say. And like, if it was just a matter of getting brains and you were sober and you wouldn't have ran a stop sign, but no, you got to go all the way. Because we saw it in a Schwarzenegger movie.
Saw it on Fast Five.
Right. So now, we got to make it happen.
Now, here's my thing. Now, again, like I say, no pun intended, here's my thing. But look, the part I don't – now, the drunk driving, absolutely not. I don't agree with. I don't condone. But
man,
I do see – you know, I can understand if my man Luis – was trying to guess it in. I kind of, you know,
yeah, okay.
Driving while he's
speed,
driving.
Hiding the excitement.
Okay, let me ask you this question then.
What's going on?
All right.
Don't say you, because if you say not you, but go ahead.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, this couple is behind you driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they hit you.
What am I driving?
Don't matter. Whatever you want to drive.
If I'm driving a Corsica, I can't be mad at them. But go ahead. I'm just saying, man.
They cause you to be in an accident where you could be substantially hurt.
Okay.
And you find out it's because they want to have sex while they're driving.
Now,
let
me tell you where I'd be at. If he said, hey, man, it's all good. I was having sex when I was driving, but I got Allstate. Like, if his voice changed, like, doing the commercial.
And your little kid was in the back seat.
Right.
And
that's
just because
saying.
He said Allstate, now all of a sudden your kid is singing. So he was getting it in. That's your daughter now. Because that's your daughter now, biting her ear. Because he was getting it in.
Hey.
Your daughter was a certified genius.
And he knocked some of them brain IQs
down. Your daughter went from Jimmy Neutron to George Bush in one car accident.
Jimmy Neutron to Jimmy Walker. Now all she says is dynamite every day.
There you go.
What you want to eat, baby? Dynamite. We don't have none of that.
Seriously,
I mean,
do we still have the same perspective?
No, I really wouldn't. But at the same time. And I get what y'all saying about, you know, my daughter being a newborn slough now. That would be, was funny. Like, no, I don't.
Well, let's say your kid wasn't a college. It was just you. I mean.
Am I hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you biting
now
your
I'm,
ear.
I'm a slough now?
Now you biting your ear.
Yeah.
That's
or
great.
You could be a slough.
You got to ride a Segway the rest of your life.
Or even that aside, you know what I'm saying? What if you're not hurt? They don't have any insurance. Or, you know, it's just going to be a myriad of things. You're going to be comfortable with that.
No, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not – that. See, here's the thing. That can happen if you're – now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to justify or make excuses. That can happen if somebody behind me was having sex or if they wasn't having sex. Though, if they were having sex, it heightens the risk of it happening.
Absolutely.
I get you on that. But I could walk outside right now and somebody could say, hey, boom, and –
so therefore it's all fair, it's all
right,
fun and games.
That's what you call the peer tree.
That can
whatever.
Be controlled. You can control, you know, having sex in your car.
Right, right. I get you. You can, but my only thing is, I don't know how to explain it. It's like I understand it's wrong, but I also can understand the reason. The person would want to do it. I don't make it right.
Yeah, I get you too. And I know
thrill,
it sounds exciting.
You can do for a thrill. I mean, go to a forest reserve and get it on the hood of your car somewhere where you're not in traffic.
Ghost ride the whip. I got
right,
you.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Go in the parking lot. Right.
You can do. But that's absolutely reckless.
Now, let me raise my hand. Nobody going to choose me, so I'm going to choose myself. Look, let me ask y'all a question. Brothers, 818-514-1202, press that number one. Is it just me, or is it every guy's, I don't want to say dream, but a fantasy to, like my brother say, to get brain in the whip while you're driving?
Sure.
Is that every brother's fantasy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
But drunk?
No.
One, if you're going to get it, which, hey, you should be extra careful. One, because you don't want to alert no law patrol.
Right.
So you want to be extra cautious to make sure. But if you just look, this dude just didn't give a damn about himself.
No doubt.
He didn't give a damn about the girl, and he didn't give a damn about the people around him.
No, now I
and that's
that.
What. Yes,
but now
you
let
can
me
do
ask
you can
this.
Do stuff to be exciting, but you should also be wary of maybe A, getting caught, or B, at least making sure I'm not gonna hurt somebody.
Now this is gonna lead to my point. The reason I asked that question is, if you get in said activity in the whip or in the car or whatever like that, you're still able to not really lose control of the car during that activity
that don't,
as well.
That, you said this is exciting.
To, yeah.
That still don't justify not being safe.
No. I'm not justifying the means. I would never look at, like,
juggling in the car too ain't safe.
Me texting and driving ain't safe.
Exactly.
Have you seen the commercials where the dude say, "My baby, he can't walk no more because you want to text why?" And
I got hit by somebody who was talking on their cell phone.
Right.
And had to have surgery as a result of it. So,
see,
I'm
and
sorry.
I can feel why
I'm
you're
a little more
on the subject. I can understand
but even, that. But even that aside, even if that didn't happen, I just can't wrap my head around. I mean, there's, like I said, I can be as adventurous as the next person.
Right.
But certain things are just too over.
Outside the ring.
There's too many circumstances to where you can get, like we were saying earlier, you can get pulled over, you can get hurt. You can hurt somebody else, and how are you going to explain that?
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
I mean, hey,
I killed your kid because I wanted to have sex in the car.
I mean,
no doubt.
All the fun and games, we get it. It's exciting,
well,
and
the
excitement and the allure does sound fun. But yeah, sometimes when you thinking when you out there and you on your motorcycle and you on the interstate acting a damn fool because you don't care what happens to you, but you never think about, yeah, if I stand up on this bike or do a wheelie on the interstate, what if this lady in the passenger van with her kid swerves off the way and wrecks? You don't care because all you care about is what's exciting to you.
If I fall off my bike and cause this 82 car pileup,
right.
I get what you're saying. I get it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's all I'm saying. At the end of the day, is that something that, you know.
Second hour conversation, Venus versus Mars. Special guest coming in with us.
There you go. All right, well, check this out. Brawl over spilled punch at kindergarten graduation ceremony in Cleveland results in 8 arrests.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Damn it, Randy, you took my juice box.
No.
Oh, it wasn't Slough's?
No, this was the parents.
Wait.
Kindergarten.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Spilled punch.
Brawl over spilled punch at kindergarten graduation ceremony results in 8 arrests. Cleveland. A brawl that started over spilled punch at a kindergarten graduation ceremony Friday resulted in the arrest of 8 people, authorities said. The police were called when one participant pulled out a pipe and another a hammer.
Who is carrying pipes and hammers to a kindergarten graduation?
He didn't just say that.
Yep. Two teenage girls apparently. Two teenage girls apparently started hitting each other at Michael R. White Elementary School, and their families joined in. Cleveland Police Commander Wayne Dwoman.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are they dogs?
Yes.
I figured. Go ahead.
Very.
That was punching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Punching Kool-Aid, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Nah.
Homies over hoes. Yeah.
Nah, they was just young.
The fight involved adults and minors, the officer said.
Minors.
You had adults fighting adults and juveniles fighting juveniles because they wanted to make sure it stayed fair.
You gotta stay fair.
Right. The parents streamed into the building to pick up their children's, and you just had an all-out melee. No one was hurt, Drummond said, but it wasn't clear whether the hammer and pipe were brought to the school or were just grabbed from a janitor's supply closet during the brawl.
Who says, hold on, I'll be right back, and go grab the hammer and pipe out of another? Now it's
and one pulled out, I think they was waiting for it. One brought a hammer, one brought a pipe.
The kids are over there playing with, because you can't afford Legos. They playing with building blocks, and y'all just decide to kick it up a notch.
Yep.
And have a full out melee in a kindergarten.
Yep. A parent of the student at the school, Brianna Smith, was alerted by a neighbor about the fight and went to the school to get her 7 and 12 year old sons. It makes me not want to send them here the rest of the year. It's only 2 days left. But she told the Cleveland Plain Dealer. City Councilman Jeff Johnson lives across the street from the school, which is in a blue-collar neighborhood overlooking the Leafy University Circle
right across,
Arts and Museum District.
Right across from the correctional facility.
So where Ice Mike is.
And the Three-Fifths Bank. Don't forget.
Gotta kiss you. Go ahead.
Anyway, he said that the spill punch set off the fight with one person pulling out a pipe and another a hammer. The school security officer said, and then called the police. Mouthing off one thing leads to another, and then it spills out here. At least 10 cop cars were called to the scene. Them black lips got, yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Them, yeah, I got Harv.
Superman live. I know where you've been at.
It's a very chaotic scene, according to Drummond, who said the fight erupted as the ceremony was ending around 11 a.m. and moved outside.
The fight ended at 11 a.m.
The ceremony ended at 11, which
so
means it started at 10.
Right, and I'm like, who
they
wakes
sung,
up?
He got the whole world in his hands, and then all hell broke loose.
They sing, I Believe I Can Fly Now. And,
there you go.
And I Stand For You, I Need You To Survive. Those are the two songs they sing in that.
Oh, wow.
I pray for you. So my question is, this is a 10 o'clock fight.
This is at 10 a.m.
So you brought a lead pipe and a hammer at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Girl, because I knew that girl child was going to graduate and I was going to be ready.
Clock that little nothing
in the
head.
Now, I bet dollars to donuts. The families knew each other. Little girls had a beef in school.
Kindergarten.
You talking about the mom?
Wasn't there some teenage girls there that kicked the fight off?
Yeah.
Okay, the families were probably there.
Yep.
Girl, I know she posted that up on Facebook.
Shanetta Burnett.
Give me that. Give me my Facebook pipe. We gonna straighten something out.
Get my Facebook boots.
There you go.
I'm gonna put my Facebook boots to her Facebook. These raggedy chicks.
You gonna respect mine.
Nah. What you got there?
Yeah.
Nine different noises in my ear.
Right.
But it's just to me, that's another young parents.
Yep.
Getting out here. It's a kindergarten graduation and it's a slough graduation. It's a slough kindergarten graduation where they made the punch out of crushed grapes that they did with their hands. And y'all just in there.
We made punch for the graduation.
It's the slough kids.
Budget cuts.
All right, you know them slough kids are kind of strong. Put grapes in their hands. Let them squeeze it in these juice cups. Damn it, Randy. And then next thing you know.
It's called excitement juice. Graduation juice. I can't wait.
And next thing you know. And they probably didn't spill it. The little slough missed the bowl. And then it's, oh, look at your slough baby all missing the bowl and whatnot. Who baby you calling the slough? Yours, the one over there with the backwards helmet on. And now it's a fight. You talking about my baby. Look at your baby. Can't even eat a graham cracker right. Like, it's just going worse. Yeah, I just.
Damn.
Yeah. Shut your fluff baby up.
47. The kindergarten.
And the sad part is, before she grabbed the pipe, she threw her baby to a neighbor so she could pull the pipe out of her purse. She flung the baby to her neighbor.
If I wasn't holding my, forget it. It don't matter. Baby go to the bathroom. You hear him peeing upstairs. Grown. I hate people, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to just get that on a shirt because I think that needs to be.
A t-shirt to say, I hate people.
Yeah, because
can't hate people.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, it's quite simple. They make it very easy for you.
The girl who threw her baby on the bus.
Yep. Between.
Because I'm going to fight this girl. I'm going to throw my
baby.
Yeah,
you didn't see that? We put that in a terrible truth.
I did not see
this
that.
This woman was arguing with this another young mother, arguing with another young girl, and she kept saying, if I didn't have my baby, I'd come down there and beat your ass, blah, 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 blah. And the dude says, I'm going to film this. And he's just filming it, going back
and forth.
Because
he saw it coming.
The woman threw her baby to somebody she didn't even know.
To a stranger.
Threw the baby to her. And went proceeded to go and fight this girl on a full bus full of people. The woman who got the baby so unexpected, the woman in her just said, "Let me hold the baby," and just held the baby through the abuse.
Yeah,
threw the baby like
for
it
a random
was,
person because it was that important to fight.
Threw it like it was a sack toss.
Yikes!
And just the baby sitting there and got whiplash because the whole body went back. It was so quick. The dude who was holding was like, "What the?"
Yeah, he did. He was like,
He
couldn't believe it.
Yep.
Wow. I don't know how.
Yeah, and then you got the woman, the grown woman, who tattooed her back with a picture of Chief Keef.
Yeah, because I love him.
Because I love him. The 17-year-old.
Because he's a man.
30-year-old woman.
We have. This is why.
And you wonder why I hate people. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a picture of him with a blunt in his mouth, cause that it ain't
burning a school book.
It ain't the Bob Marley blunt either. It's the
knucker blunt. Right.
This is why blunts
guaranteed to make you stupid.
This is why we're here. If you got blue the electric cigarettes, why can't you have knucker blunts? Guaranteed to kill whatever brain cells you got left.
Smoke one before you take your SAT and watch what happens.
You'll come negative.
Jeez.
But
it's a lot of stuff out there. There's a YouTube clip of these dudes ragging this kid for getting into college. Yeah. Just ragging this kid out for getting into college.
Oh, smart knocker.
Yeah, I hate people.
Yep. It's not a different world. It's a different world. That's what's crazy. What happened to a different world? When you wanted to just be, I remember watching A Different World with Dwayne Wayans and all these other cats. I call them Wayans because that's what I called them.
Gotcha.
But what happened to people aspiring to do things like that? Like, yeah, man, I want to go to Hillman, though it wasn't one. Just, hey, I want to go.
Right.
Just to have.
Right.
Now we just happy to make
now
up the block.
Right. Now you went from Dwayne Wayne to Chief Keef.
But
Chief Keef would shoot Dwayne with them glasses on.
But see, let's think about it. Why did we identify with that so much, Devon?
What you mean?
I mean, as far as like a different world where you look forward to going to college. Because even like, I mean, they were promoting stuff like that. Even the music videos back then, everybody had a college pullover. I know I had one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We were rocking the college T-shirts and the hoodies and all. You don't see that anymore because they're not promoting education anymore because they don't want you to be educated. Everyone wants you to be stupid.
No
stupid
doubt.
Is profitable.
No doubt.
I'm just saying.
There you go. There you go. So we'll pick, yep, I'm just done. We'll pick this up on the other side as we get into Venus versus Mars with our guest who's in the building. And we'll kick that off. And good time to change topics. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
Truth Brothers Radio. George W. Bush, America's most beloved fuck-up. And now, the Jefferson Mint presents all of President Bush's scandals and fuck-ups on one beautiful set of collector's plates. There's Abu Ghraib, reading My Pet Goat on 9/11. The conditions at Walter Reed. You'll get a new plate every month. That's the beauty of this collection.
George Bush never learns. You'll receive outing Valerie Plame, firing the prosecutors, invading the wrong country, global warming, selling the ports, Jeff Gannon, the National Guard, Jack Abramoff, Harriet Myers, wiretaps, Terry Schiavo, losing $9 billion, arsenic and drinking water, the Patriot Act, Gitmo, black sites, Cheney shooting a guy, no bid contracts, no body armor, not catching Bin Laden, and many, many more. If you try to collect all these scandals individually, it would cost you over $500. Plus, the Jefferson Mint brings you the entire series for just three payments of $89.95. Call now, and you'll receive the Hurricane Katrina Sludge Globe, filled with actual filthy water from the Big Easy. Jefferson Mint is a subsidiary of Halliburton.
Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. And we have the chat room open for your questions and comments on tonight's subject.
All right, which is Venus versus Mars.
Venus versus
Volume
Mars.
3, we have done. This
third
is our
song.
Third one. Man.
Yep.
So, man.
I think tonight's broadcast is going to be extra special. Tonight's special guest will be Truth Brothers listener, Mr. Wendell Weaver. I actually met Mr. Weaver through a Facebook conversation where he posted some pretty interesting views, and took it from there. Had several conversations with him, and I thought he'd be absolutely perfect for tonight's show.
Cool.
So, without further ado, I'd like to go ahead and introduce Mr. Weaver and welcome him to Truth Brothers. Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Hope you're all ready to get it in, man. This is what we do. You ready?
I'm all good, man.
All right, let's
get started however you want to, man.
Okay, why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about the conversation you and Candace had. All
right, well, the conversation started, one of my homeboys I kick it with, he had made a little comment about, you know, men and their insecurities when they're around their women in public and all that. So what I made the comment was I only deal with women I feel personally that I'm better than. So, of course, Miss Candace comes right in behind me like, what do you mean? So to go more in depth was my philosophy is basically this. Every man, when they deal with a woman, past emotions, past feelings, past anything else that's going on, it's the value that you apply to that person. So when I say I want to deal with a woman that I think I'm better than, I want a woman that places a high value on me. So because in past experience, when I deal with a woman, I don't have a lot of money, I'm not falling out of control, I ain't driving in a new Bugatti nowhere. So because my materialistic value is low, I had women tell me to my face all the time, yeah, you ain't nothing. You were bum, you broke, you whatever. So what I do is I find women that appreciate my skill set, what I bring to the table, which isn't necessarily material. It's more spiritual and emotional support and a few other things I'm good at.
This way!
We got you. Okay, so you saying that you find a woman that's gonna appreciate and put a high value on yourself.
Exactly. Like certain women feel like, you know, I feel like in every relationship there's a reach in and a settler. Somebody's reaching up, somebody's reaching down. and the person is kind of reaching down a little bit and bringing that person up with them, that's the person that's usually the most comfortable in a relationship. Because that person feels like, all right, if I lose this person, I could find me another person of equal or greater value. They have that same confidence. Whereas the other person is sitting there looking at you like, this is the best I'm going to do, and I need to hold on to this for dear life. So what I'm looking for is a woman that looks at me like, I'm going to hold on to this for dear life. This dude's got a job. He don't beat me. He's not gay. He's not undercover. You know, he ain't got no felonies. And they put a value on it.
No doubt. Now, let me ask you this, though, bro, because I honestly, me, myself, I agree with your logic. I'm not going to lie. But if you say you look for one woman who you bring basically more to the table than she do, if she's looking at you like, okay, you know, I got to hang on to this because he's a good man and this, that, and the third, and if I let this go, I don't know if I can find something like this, what is she doing for you that makes you want to stay there?
I mean, well, it's all different. It depends on the woman. Now, different women bring different things to the table.
Right, but
and
see,
it depends on what
was
goes off of what place I am in my life, though. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm in a mode where I just want to have fun, so I want fun loving women around. If I'm looking for something a little bit more serious, I want somebody who can fit in that frame and mode.
Okay, I got you. Matter of fact, What he's saying is kind of a guy. This goes. What he's saying kind of harkens back to thousands and thousands of years. And I know a lot of women might be wondering how, but before the ERA and women's equality in this society, it was incumbent on a man to have to be able to provide.
Right.
And if you Ralph Cramden, a bus driver who got a one bedroom apartment in Brooklyn, you're not going to get to date the Duchess because you're not bringing enough to the table.
Right.
So therefore, he's got to go date Missy at the coffee shop.
You got to date it at his level.
At his level, right. Yeah. Because today, dudes today, you can be a lawyer, work downtown, and a guy has no problem trying to holler at the girl working the fries at the McDonald's.
No doubt.
But the female who's a lawyer ain't necessarily trying to holler at the dude working the burgers.
21 questions.
There you go. Right.
Yeah, I get it.
Right.
Just because women don't like to take steps back in life. Like, once they start dating a guy with a car, every guy they date from that point on needs to have a car. Once they date a guy with his own place, every guy they date from that point on got to have their own place. They don't like going backwards. So it's easy for a dude to date a chick that got nothing. But not a whole lot to bring to the table, and he can be comfortable in that because a man's role, a man's natural place is a provider.
And it's not materialistic, though. So, yeah, I agree with that. And I said, with that and what you said, and it's not materialistic. We're not as materialistic as women are.
I got you. Yeah, and how do y'all feel about that out there? 818-514-1202. If you got any comments or questions for Wendell, feel free to chime in.
And don't forget to press that number one if you want to join the conversation.
There you go. And, here's my question then. Try to throw a little twist on this conversation. What do you say about the woman who, like he said, who's used to not going backwards? But what do you say about the woman who wants more but constantly screws it up?
Well, first off, you gotta be ready for whatever it is you get. Like, just because you want better don't mean you're gonna do better. Like I tell girls all the time, like they'll sit there and tell me, like, I want to date a better quality of man. I'm sick of all these thugs. I'm sick of all these hood rats. I'm sick of all these, like, dudes with these neck tattoos and face tattoos with two felonies. And I tell them like this. If you want better, you have to do better first. You attract where you are.
No doubt.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to be a Fortune 500 dude and I'm walking around with some chick. She ain't graduated from high school. She can't barely read. She can't speak good English. She don't even know how to carry herself in that setting. Why would I stoop down to that?
Exactly. See, you're hitting it so much on the head, because what kills me about that whole mentality is women will say, I don't want to do tattoos, I don't want to do with the face, like you were saying, bro. But the nice guy, you don't.
the one who would treat you like you dog him because you're into that thug mentality. That's
yeah.
what he's been known to win. He's been plus the nice guy ain't got the lifestyle that quote unquote exciting lifestyle or the drug money that the dealer's doing in. He's trying to make it legitimate. He's trying to
yep.
do it, and it's tough. It's a lot harder and longer when you're doing it the legal way.
Yeah,
it is to get that quick money.
And people got to realize that when you got dudes out there who are successful, you might admire Steve Jobs, but Steve Jobs' social life, he's water.
Yeah.
To be that successful, you have to be very consistent, and you can't go out blowing wads of cash at the club if you're trying to be a Fortune 500 CEO. The two ain't don't work together.
Yeah.
And people see Puff Daddy and all these celebrities, but they don't see the dude who runs the record company is not at the club.
No.
He's not at the club.
Yeah, well, you know, that's because the dude who runs the record company is wealthy. Puffy's rich.
There you go.
But the dude who runs the game is wealthy.
There you go.
Warren Buffett is wealthy. You don't hear Warren Buffett out at Arnie.
Right.
Just saying.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I totally agree with what the brother's saying. It makes a lot of sense that I don't understand, though, when it comes to most females. Like, dudes, don't get this wrong either. Like, we're physical. Like, we tend to just say, okay, I like that rum shorty got on her. I'm going to go after that. And that's literally, that's like a lot of time. That's where our minds stop. We'll look over everything else that's going wrong just to say, okay, I want to get to that. But women
as a conquest,
exactly. But women will tend to look at, okay, I need to see if I can build something or at least stay here a while until I can get something out of the deal. In my opinion,
ladies, y'all awfully quiet out there. But come on and call in and hit number one and leave your comments because I know you can't be agreeing with everything we're saying.
But at the same time, do you, I'm going to ask this question to the whole panel right here today. Do you believe that guys are the way they are as far as when they get a lot of good material things, they're real sheltered about it because they think that women are after only just the material things that they have, that they covet everything that they own because they feel
good
like
question.
Women are only after them for their material things?
Good question. And that could be a drawback to his philosophy of reaching down and pulling back. Because if you're reaching down with someone who has less than you, you're wondering why they're with you. But if you're messing with somebody on your level or above, matter of fact, let me ask you this, Wendell. Let's say you was dating a woman who was making $200K a year. Could you be comfortable in that relationship because she's reaching down for you? Could you be comfortable in that relationship?
All right, now me personally, my male pride is tremendous. So I'm already initially have a little trepidation about going into that situation. But there are ways, like, here's what I always say. A woman doesn't want her equal. She wants a dude that's slightly better that she can be submissive to and he won't abuse it. So that can mean anything. She can have more money than me and I can look at her 200 grand like, yeah, your 200 grand ain't nothing because I got charisma. Your 200 grand ain't nothing because I got more personality. Your 200 grand ain't nothing because I got more brains. Your 200 grand ain't nothing because I know I put it down in the bedroom, right? I can equalize her money if that's the only thing she got over. There's ways to do it and there's ways not to do it. But me personally, significantly more money than me, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with it because the way I was brought up, the way I was taught, a man is supposed to do certain things for his woman. A man is
mm-hmm.
supposed to take care of his woman. So
mm-hmm.
if I'm not in a position to do that, if she's steady, like, basically giving me an allowance, like, baby, you need a little extra change when you go out, I'm going to feel a certain way about that. It'd be cool for, like, a week and a half. like the first 2 times, I'm like, yeah, I got some new Jordan. She let me use the whip while she at work. This was great. But after a while, I'm going to kind of feel a certain way.
Yep. I know
yeah.
I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
I feel
that. Now, you said that basically what you were saying is you could handle that relationship because you're an adaptable adaptable person, and your personality can compensate for the fact that she has more money. But let me ask you this. Are you comfortable walking in a world that you're not familiar in? Let's say she's a lawyer and you go into the Christmas party at the office, and now you're in the office with the partners in the law firm, and they're sitting around conversating with you about sports, you know, the Bulls or whatever, and then they turn on to business or what the Supreme Court could be looking at. Are you comfortable in that environment when they ask you what's your opinion?
Oh, no doubt, because, like, the best advice I ever got in life when I was at Clark Atlanta University, somebody pulled me to the side and gave me this little advice. A black man in today's world got to be a chameleon. You got to be just as comfortable in the hood as you do in a corporate setting. Mm-hmm. So you always got to add layers to yourself. You always got to look to improve yourself and build yourself up righteously. So in that sense of self-improvement and the things that I add to who I am, the things I add to my understanding of the world and my knowledge and my repertoire, I feel comfortable wherever on earth you brought me off at.
Cool. Now, the
flip side of that question is, can I bring her back around the way and she feel comfortable?
But see, that goes back to my opinion of she might have came from there and then got out of there and was like, I don't want to go back there. Like, I've made too much money to want to go back there.
And that could be for legitimate reasons, too. It may not just be better than that
right.
area, but success breeds hatred. And sometimes when you come from rougher neighborhoods and you basically, a lot of instilled jealousy is a part of that. And sometimes you're not comfortable going back because you can feel the stares. You can feel that no one's really happy for you.
Right. I mean, but that itself, like I was saying, like I don't really see a lot of people who really has made it who lives in the hood. And that is the reason nobody has actually made it to a point where it's like I thought your object was to get out of the hood to begin with. That's what you were supposed to do. Now, if you're stuck in that situation where you have to live there, that's fine. But once you've made it, I thought the next step was to get out of it.
That's part you're saying. That's what the American dream has instilled
right.
in people.
So I don't think if you've made it, that living there is to prove your loyalty to your hood or to your quote-unquote people. I don't think
right.
living there proves that. That's,
right.
I know that's on subject, but, you know.
No, it's still kind of on subject because that's going to build around the quality of that you also deal with, because when you're making a lot of cheddar, it's hard to go back to the hood, so to speak, and deal with somebody else.
Okay.
Well, what I was going to say was regarding Ray's comment about going to the office party, you know, with the girlfriend attorney and the guy. Now, I think one thing we have to remember, she's still with him.
Mm-hmm.
So she's accepting whatever circumstance he already has. So, you know, feeling comfortable in a particular setting, I don't think really would be the nucleus of the issue, especially if they, you know, if they already have a bond, you know, that's something that supersedes money in their status.
No
you
doubt.
Understand what I'm saying?
But at the same, I do feel what you're saying, but at the same time, I feel as if, like, she can accept them, but you working among your peers going to get in your ear and be like, you with that dude? All he does is flip Big Macs.
Could be,
and,
right.
And
a lot of people are too worried about what other people think.
Well,
you know, it's about what's going to make you happy.
True, but, I mean, if you're trying to advance in your career and you work at the advertising firm and office politics plays a lot of that, and you can't bring your husband to the company dinners or the award functions for the advertising firm because he's got tatted up arms, and like my man said, he's got his name tattooed on his neck, and you can't bring him out because
he can't adapt.
Right, or he just can't adapt to a different social setting, can't adapt to it. So he becomes a liability. You might still love him, and you might can work around it, but the fact of the matter is he or she can become a liability to the advancement of your career.
Or you get
well, it comes down to It comes down to what do you prioritize? Do you prioritize your career? Do you prioritize your relationship? Because I've been that dude in a lot of situations where I meet somebody, everything's going great. Then we start coming around her people, like her friends, her coworkers, and I watch them talk her out of happiness. Where we're good, there's no problems, there's no issues, she's happy, she's on cloud nine. Then her girl get in her ear something and go, well, do he do that for you? No. Well, do we do that for you? No. Well, do we got this? No. Then he ain't nothing. And then she'll sit back and kind of go, you know what, you right. Because now she's looking at it from her perspective when before, when it was just a one-on-one level, she was good.
Right.
Or it's that guy who has been trying to get with you for the longest that you, and you, you know, it's the woman let's say the woman's the lawyer, and it's this guy who's a lawyer for a partner or whatever, and he's been trying to get with you for the longest, and he's pushing his material. Yo, me and you, with our powers combined, we could be this power couple, and you sitting there messing with Freddie down at Spanky's Burger.
Right, wow. Right. But, I mean, all that is true, and there are backbiters and there are snakes in every relationship trying to ruin your relationship.
Right.
But still, sometimes, particularly, you're a lawyer, you work for one of the most prestigious law firms in the city. You want to make partners. That's part of the game you've opted into playing. If you work in public service and you help get Rahm Emanuel elected, you're not just doing that because you believe in him. You're looking to advance your political career, and who you're with and who you deal with is a part of that. If you choose to walk in that world, that's the game you choose to play.
Right.
And you got to be coupled with the right person. Right. Because you can't get with someone who's going to start a fight at a fundraiser.
Exactly. And that was
you
my
can't
point.
Do that.
That was my whole point about a guy could have this out great career in advertisement or whatever the case may be. He's in love with his girl, but he knows he cannot bring his girl to the party, to the company party,
because
he cannot conduct herself in a professional way.
Yeah.
So when they're together, they have all the fun in the
world.
All
the fun in the world, yep.
He knows that, yo, when I get out with her, she's a fun person. She's a little crazy, and I can't control her, but she's still fun a little bit.
Right.
But I know if I cannot take her to the Christmas party at Wilson's Advertising, I can't do that.
And it's not about that she's not fun, and it's not about you don't care about her. Some people can't make the adjustment. If you tell her, look, baby, you can't have the long 6-inch nails, which is cool in the hood, you can't take this to this Christmas party, and she gets an attitude, that's a problem.
So every man would say they want that balance, though. The balance is what you want. You want somebody who you can take to that. You want your Michelle Obama with your behind the door Nicki Minaj. That's what you want.
We got to call her.
Yeah, we got to call her. 713, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Duchess.
Hey, how you doing, Duchess? Welcome to the show.
How are you?
All right. What's your comment?
I'm listening to y'all's conversation about this particular area, and it seems like, you know, everything is surrounded around monetary value. Like, if this woman has more money or this dude has more money. But a lot of times, you know, with certain women, and maybe it's different up there where y'all are from. I'm from Texas. So, you know, where we're from, if you're going to take somebody to those political events or the corporate, you know, fundraisers or something, and you know you're dating somebody who's not necessarily in the same, you know, socioeconomic bracket as you or raised the same way, you kind of give them the ABCs of, you know what I'm saying, this is how you're supposed to act. You know, this is what you need to do. If you have a question, be quiet, ask me first. You know, and it's not a problem down here. But y'all act like everything is just about money, and it's not.
I'm not saying it's all about money. I'm saying, like, even if you give them the quote-unquote ABCs, and they're like, well, why I got to do that? That's what we're saying. Like, you do have the people who would listen to you and say, what, now we ain't being real with each other, who will respond back to you in a negative way saying, oh, now you're being uppity or whatever like that. Like, I believe that the Texas is the downhole, the Southern hospitality and all that. I believe in that. I've seen that. It's great. But at the same time, you do have certain people who will not adapt to it like that. Like, where we're from, we're up north, we're Chicago. A lot of times, this state, and most people in the Midwest, the Eastern area, and some over there in the West, are more materialistic than any other place in the world.
This is a mature.
You can't be, yeah.
We base a lot of our things on what we have versus what a person brings to the table.
Right. And also, we're just turning the conversation to try to talk about what most couples go through. And most couples and relationships break up or make it over money. And so let me turn the conversation for Texas. Let's say I'm dating you and you're a lawyer and you're on the rise and you're a hot young lawyer and you work and the company you work for, the owners are libertarian. And here I come with my liberal behind talking about how come y'all didn't have any oversight and regulations over that ammonia plant that exploded. That ain't going to – me and my liberal ways may not help your career in that way. And I might know how to say the please and the thank you, but if I'm passionate about my politics and my political bend might clash with your career, that could be a problem in our relationship. Texas, hello?
Nah. Hello? I mean, I totally understand what you're saying on that particular perspective, but what it sounds like is you're dealing with a couple who's not equally yoked. And when you don't have a couple that's equally yoked, you can't understand, you know, what your girl who makes more, whatever the combination may be, you know, you can't understand that because y'all not equally yoked. But if you're equally yoked, you know what, you're probably, your political differences can be a problem. It can be an issue. But if you have a certain respect level for each other, y'all already know what the business is. You already know what the deal is. You know, I've dated several men who are Democrats, and, you know, my political views don't necessarily agree with that. However, we're able to make it because I respect his decision and his views, and he respects mine. Now,
right.
You know, does that come? And I mean, if you have any good sense and you've ever been corporate situation, one thing that you always must know, unless you're dealing with a political based organization or politically based charities and fundraisers and things like that run your company, one thing you don't discuss is sex, religion, and politics. It will fuck your career every single time. And so down here, we know better. There's certain things that's not just going to be discussed. Now, if y'all are all materialistic up there, that's fine. But down here, things are a little bit different. And that's just all I want to say.
No problem.
Thank
call,
you for calling,
Duchess. That was love. But
I don't even think it's even about the materialistic part per se. A relationship can go on for any reason. Like, y'all could be straight on a material level. I've seen it go bad just off the sex is bad.
Yeah.
I've seen it go bad just off the dude don't get enough attention. He don't get enough compliments. He don't get that fuel to go out there and get what he need in the world.
Yep. I agree. And we're talking about a lot of stuff, but let's be real. America is materialistic. And I appreciate what the sister said, but they don't say everything is big in Texas and they trying geo metros down there. America is materialistic, and people do feel like you got to bring something to the table. I mean, whether you're a woman or a man, a lot of people feel you got to bring something to the table in order to deal with me.
Something is money. I believe a lot of times that something is money. When you say you got to bring something to the table, a dude is not going to bring. Like, here's the thing, and it goes back to what my brother was saying over that's on the phone. He was like, yo, a dude, we'll be happy. Dudes are happy with the cooked meal or whatever the case may be because we don't want your money. Like, real, I'm going to say real dude because you got dudes out there that will say, yeah,
okay,
baby, I need my hand out, put something in there. But real dudes don't want your money. They don't want you because we feel the need, like brother would say, we feel the need to want to provide for you. And that being the case, we don't want you to – anytime a dude feels like you're giving him money, he's going to feel like he's less than a man. But we'll take a real quick break. Hang on in there with us, bro. We'll be right back, man. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio has received two Network for 20 years, the best new show of the year, as well as best new group of dudes, and we couldn't have done it without you and your continued support. Keep listening to the Truth Brothers live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com or call into the show at 818-514-1202 to listen and give us your questions or comments. Missed an episode? No worries. All episodes are archived on our Blog Talk Radio page, Facebook, or you can download episodes for free on iTunes. Be sure to check out our clips on YouTube and share them with your friends and family. Again, thanks for all the love and support as we keep going out there. Peace.
Package it and ship it to distributor. Labels, we ain't giving up our signature. Toxic dividends, they probably won't consider us. Like health, 11-7 critic. I said, geez, sir, press the final. It ain't about fighting enough, tight enough. Only four vibes, I'm rapping on like four tracks. But this time, the natural. Your buck, we give you a bang. She's like man gangs, all the items Trump banging away. Without substantial commercial radio play. Determination is exactly what we're meant to live. Emphasis on respect and temperance. I know that change the only time in life, but I'm doing it wrong, so my units move right.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, and we're Brother Wendell. Got him back on. See that with him, bro?
Yeah. Hey, we want to also thank you for coming on to the show, man. This is great. You're our first actual listener that we just had as a guest because you had a great idea for a show topic, and we appreciate that.
No doubt.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me, man. Y'all crack me up every Monday.
That's what's up, man. We try to do what we can.
So let me ask a question. Ideally, just you know, from your point of view, what do you consider the ideal relationship?
I always say the ideal relationship, and this is going to sound real funny, is when the woman loves the man and the man likes the woman, because that's usually the happiest that we are. Like, when a guy's in like I always say, like, I got my boys. I don't love all of them, but I like hanging around. We got stuff in common. We kick it. We have a good time. That's what life looks like. When I like a female, it's fun. It's not a burden. It's not all this responsibility. We just kicking it. Like, you ever see two brothers, like, one of them telling the other one he's getting married? Like, when women tell each other they're getting married, it's always, okay, I'll take out my ring. Oh, I'm so excited for you, girl. Oh, I'm so happy. And they jump around in a circle all happy.
Mm-hmm.
Two dudes telling each other, like, yeah, I'm getting married. It goes something like this. Yeah, bruh, I'm getting ready to settle down, man. I done had my fun. It's about over now. Yeah, I've got to do the right thing. Like, do that sound like a dude that's on his way to some excitement?
No, I mean, but he can't. No, the reason I got to go against that one right quick, I'm going to tell you why. Because a dude, if I come to you, Ray, and like, oh, my God, bro, I'm getting married. Like,
yeah.
You got to
right.
How it's
yeah, that is true. Because, you know, yeah, if you came like that, you know what that sounds like?
Yeah.
I kiss you. You orange flavor mother.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to come to you. I gotta approach it. You get being a comedian.
Yeah.
You got to
approach
it in a situation. Now, if I'm telling my lady friends or whatever, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm finally going ahead and do this and blah, blah, blah. And
you can be, yeah, that's
you
true.
You can do that. But if I'm around my boys, I got to put on that bravado of, hey, man, yeah, man, go ahead and do it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Now, I can't,
and I can't see myself.
So you're saying it's a front. So you are you saying that you can't express that how you really feel?
Yeah,
that whole I
want to jump through the crowd and jump up and down like a Mentos commercial. You can't do that with your guy.
Yeah, it's
you can't
guy
do a Mentos commercial with your guys. Hey, dude, I'm getting married. The Fresh Maker.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't going. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
the gato.
Yeah.
It's the one star rule. It's all of that applies
when it comes to telling your guys information. See, women, y'all get that clout. Y'all go around each other, hey, oh, girl, your breasts look so perky today. We can't go to each other.
That's right. I mean, right, and the marriage, a guy approaches a wedding, a totally different.
Yep.
Guys approach a wedding, hey, we all going to do this. We all go to the club shop. They don't have wedding shows booths in them because it's not that serious for a dude. Right, we all pick out a tux. It takes about 10 minutes.
Yep.
You get measured up, everybody's gone. Where all these bridezilla shows, it's the women who have the problem. The dudes are usually irritated by going through the whole process.
Dudes, more or less, when it comes to weddings,
dudes are like this.
Tell me where to be.
Tell me what time. Tell me what you want to wear.
Exactly. Everything's on what? You got it. Don't worry.
Right.
We just tell us what to tell me where to be. Tell me what colors you got to wear. And hell, I'll let you pick out the suit for it.
Yeah. The most emotional time during a dude for a wedding is the bachelor party.
Yeah.
Because he's saying goodbye.
That's the closest you're going to get to the fresh maker is the bachelor party.
Once the guys are going to get around him, yeah, we hanging up the jersey for the player.
Yeah.
And they're not going to see, they will want to say, oh, man, we going to miss you, bro. We can't hang out. But they're going to do it in a way like, oh, man, we hanging up the jersey. Young Jizzle got to go to rest.
Yeah.
All right, man, do your thing. That's
he hit the nail on the head with that. In the movies, the wedding movies, where you see the dude who stands up at the and gives his toast to my man, Devon. Man, you were one of the great dudes, and now you get married to a wonderful. That don't happen.
Now, hold on.
They might retire the way you say it.
Yeah. Now, at the actual wedding, your boy might get a little emotional. At the actual wedding.
Yeah, and that's fronting for the bridesmaids and everybody else. I want to show how sensitive I am so I can stick mine.
It's true. Are you listening?
It's real. Hey, that's the bar.
There you go.
Wow.
Two Brothers Radio. That's how we bring it.
It's the bar.
But now, going back on the original question, what I think of perfect relationship looks like. I actually think the healthiest relationship two people can have is a couple that's committed to each other, but regularly does like the swinger or the threesome thing or whatever.
No, yeah, we've done shows on that. You're right. And what Duchess was saying about equally yoked, that's true. You want someone, you find someone just as screwed up as you are.
Exactly.
Exactly as screwed up as I am.
Yeah, you got to be with somebody, especially the way me, my brother over here, even Candace, we have like this weird warped sense of humor. We'll say something to you, and if you don't get what we're saying, you're going to instantly take it as, you're a disrespectful bastard. And that's instantly what we're going to get. So somebody who would get with me would have to understand, yo, I say the craziest things. I don't mean nothing behind it. It's just weird humor.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because there were people who were offended 2 weeks in a row with the Lucifer stuff. They got offended, and you don't get our comedy.
Really, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, that's all part of what we do. And, I mean, you got people who are going to listen because, yo, we hilarious, or, hey, grandmama, come listen to these heathens. Talking about the devil coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the best of both worlds. We can love them all. But
let me ask y'all this real quick question. 818-514-1202. Y'all don't forget to press that number one and join this conversation. Who's the more integral part when it comes to a relationship? Who's more important?
More important?
Wow.
Yeah, who's more important?
In what regard?
In the regard of if somebody has to hold, I mean, we're going to say, who's really holding it down? Because a lot of women will say the men get the front of holding it down, but the women are the actual anchors to a relationship, though some men.
You need both. You need both. Really? I don't think there's one greater than the other. You need. I believe you need a balance.
I'm just, I don't believe in 50-50. I don't think that's a
decision. 50-50 come in different forms, though.
Right.
50-50 comes in different forms. Right.
I'm just saying, it's, you know, everybody
right.
has their contribution
right.
to it that makes
right.
it go.
If I'm perceived as emotionless and my wife is perceived as emotional,
that's
there's your 50-50. Yeah. There's a right. There's a fact. So I could make a whole lot of money and bring in the G, and she could be a housewife, but that don't make her part no less than mine because she's holding down the house. She's holding it down in order for me to put in the long hours to do all of that stuff. So, yeah.
Bro,
where you at with
bro.
That, Michael?
Go ahead. Yeah, what you think about that, man?
Like I said earlier, it's really about value. Like, before your emotions and everything comes in, you got to value the other person. So everybody's role got value. Like, say I got a wife and we got kids. I can teach him based on my skill set of being a man. I can teach him from my perspective in life as a father, as a man, as a husband. I can teach him that, but I can't teach him what a woman knows. I can't teach him how to be a daughter. I can't teach him how to, like, if I got a daughter, how to be a wife, how to be somebody's girlfriend. I don't know that. I only know that from the outside looking in from my perspective of dealing with women. I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I don't know everything that a woman goes through. So for that, I got to turn to my partner. I got to turn to my wife and go, hey, you're going to have to talk to your child.
Good point for what you just said right there, because one of the problems with all these single parents, whether it's a father, single father or a single mother, a lot of the problem is, yeah, if a father got his son, he can teach him how to be a man, but you need the mother to teach him how to appreciate and treat a woman. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that gets lost. A lot of these women who are single parents teaches a man how to respect a woman, but don't teach him how to appreciate his masculinity or how to be a man for a woman.
Exactly. But here's what to go against what you just said. If a man who knows how to appreciate a woman, why would he need the woman to show him how to appreciate a woman if the man's instilling that in him in the first place?
Because go ahead, bro.
All right, because from this perspective, I can tell my son how to treat a woman, how to appreciate a woman, how to conduct himself around a woman, right? But my wife can give him insight on how that makes a woman feel, or how emotions are going to move, what her reactions are going to be. Like, she has a further insight into what's going to happen than I do.
Yeah.
I can tell him what his code of conduct is. She can tell him the why behind that code of conduct, why he needs to function this way, what he's
right.
going to get out of it, what that woman needs from him.
Yeah, and little things like we don't teach our children how to dance anymore. Not dick slang, how to actually dance and how a man treats a woman in a
right.
dance, or how to treat a woman on a date, how to put a corsage on a woman, or your mother's going to make you open a door for a woman. Your mother's going to make you open a door for a lady. A mother's going to teach you not to be throwing the word bitch around all willy-nilly like you crazy. And some dudes, even though they might know how to treat a woman, sometimes if you're around too much guy talk, you get caught up in that and don't know that some women, real women, don't appreciate all that guy language.
No doubt. Now, to go back to something you said, though, that just slipped my brain that fast. Okay.
That's okay. We're going to run one more break in anyway. We're going to do this quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to round out this topic with our guest, Al Wendell Weaver, Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Relationships can seem like an eternity.
You asshole! What were you doing with my sister in that hot tub?
Relieve the pressure.
Ice.
Chill that bitch out with ice. A diamond lasts forever, but your relationship might not. A diamond is love.
rock hard, and frozen in time. Luckily, most women are shallow and materialistic.
Oh, a diamond! So you do love me.
Nothing says I love you like a lump of carbon mined by wage slaves in Angola.
I don't even know what I was mad at you about. Do you want a blowjob?
Passion. It can be purchased, and it can be overpriced. Ice available and very expensive at Decock Diamonds.
Truth Brothers Radio.
And she came with the same type game. Type of girl giving out the fake stuff on the name. Big play, big play. That's a big play. Dude, she had money clip for the six. The one that has spotted the more than so fat that she could see her from the front. She's fucking like Papa.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. And we're back. We're back with our guest, Wendy Weaver. This brother here is a listener to the show. He came up with a great idea for a topic. We turned it into a show and had him as a guest. It can happen to you too out there if you go ahead and hit us up with your ideas.
Email us at wewanttruth.com. Yeah. I'm sorry, wewanttruth@att.net.
Yeah. Or you can leave it in on our Facebook pages or whatever. We actually got a show coming up that we're doing from a suggestion that was thrown at us, Snoop and Sean. So
we definitely got to stop snooping. Not snooping, like Snoop Dogg.
I'm not
snooping. Like, yeah, Snoop came up with something. We said, why not? How to get high.
Nah, we didn't say nothing like that. Nah. But, nah, we actually have a Stop Snooping show, which we didn't know which came as an idea to us. So we said, why not turn it to a show?
So back to what we were saying. Venus vs. Mars, Volume 3. Get with me.
All
right.
Oh, we
have
some fools around.
Yeah.
So, real quick, general question. Bro, on the line with us. So I found what my man said to be kind of funny when he said
the woman should be in love, but
the man should be in life. Yeah.
We were sitting there like, ooh, okay. So I need you to really, because. I really didn't get it all the way. I need you to get into a little bit more detail on what you mean by that.
Like, because that kind of threw us through for me and this brother here for a little bit. So what do you mean by that?
All right. For a man, like, for a woman, love is an all-encompassing thing. Like, women grow up being little girls dreaming about getting married and all that. Dudes generally grow up dreaming about having bad females and money. So there's a point in the relationship, because if you think about the way the relationship starts off, men are the natural aggressors, which means we come up to women, we approach women based on a physical thing, which means we have a physical desire. But the trade-off is I'm gonna sell you on the whole essence of who I am. I'm going to sell you the idea of my conversation, my intelligence, my affection, my knowledge, my masculinity, everything I got, I'm going to trade that against having sex with you. Now, for me to do that, I have to be charming. I got to be a lot of things to get you to the point where you want to lay down with me. So you're going to love me first. And I'm just going to like you for a second. There's a point early on, which is what's generally the honeymoon phase of relationships, where everything's going good. He likes the girl. She likes him. Everybody's walking around on cloud nine, and they're happy. Love to a dude comes with a sense of responsibility. Like, I'll give you an example. I don't want to attach the word entitlement to love, but that's kind of what women take it at. Like, for instance, I told this one girl I loved her one time. So off of that, she goes, well, if you love me, how come you don't do X, Y, Z for me? How come you don't do this for me? How come you don't do that? Because once I said love, she feels she has certain rights and privileges. And what I had explained to her was like, none of that got nothing to do with my emotion. I love you, and that's just an abstract thing by itself. I love you, but that don't mean I'm going to start changing up how I move for you.
Mm.
So,
go ahead.
The one place where a guy is is good, he's happy, it's a light feeling, is when we're in light with the woman. Love means I have to hold her down. So now I got that added pressure. I got to take care of her. Somebody harassing her, I got to come through, beat him up. You know what I'm saying? She short on cash, I got to put a little bread in my pocket. She need an oil change, I got to be there for that. Like, responsibility ain't fun. Responsibility ain't free. Now, you still have moments when you appreciate the relationship, but it come at a cost. You pay the cost to be the boss in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So are you saying that for a dude, that the time has the most power in a relationship?
All right, the more power thing comes from this. I always feel like whoever is more prepared to walk away and start over, that's the most power.
So, see that? I agree with
if that. A man is in life with a woman and she's in love, she's not prepared to let that go at the drop of a dime. He is. So, in answer to your question, kind of, yeah, that's when he has, like, the most say-so over what's going on. Because I always say the key to happiness in a relationship is never to need it. You should want it, you should love it, but you can't need it. Need will destroy you.
Hmm. Yes. My heart, Annie making Captain Crunch in the background. She is knocking it out.
You making full right streaks in a pan back there. And these...
dropping that wisdom, mixing it in. Let me tell you, we're mixing the bowl.
What's up?
So, you know what? The worst part in a relationship is when you do it, when you put out that love, and like you say, you take on that responsibility, you knocking stuff out. And whether you a guy or girl, the minute you're not feeling appreciated in that relationship, that's when it really gets sour.
You know what? I'm going to ask a question again now. Is the woman's goal to get the man to say, I love you? Because at that point, do she realize that, okay, I'm putting him to just wants for me?
Wait, say that again.
A woman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go.
Now, he asked, was a woman's goal, the whole woman's point is to get a man to say he loves you. Women aren't tuned into rejection. Like I said, the whole game is set up where we approach them first. Their rejection comes later on. Like,
yeah.
Women's only real thing that they have to do to meet men is kind of go out, look pretty. And I'm not saying all women. I'm saying most women. Go out, look pretty, and stand there until the right dude comes up to them.
The dude with the
so
most.
So that dude is basically... he's basically auditioning for sex. Like, hey, look at me. I'm nice. I got it going on. People like me. And I'm going through this whole role of trying to convince you to give me something. So like I said, she's going to love him first. But women don't like to go out on their limb and risk rejection through the door because they're not used to it. That's not their reality.
Right.
So a woman's thing is to get you to go, I love you, so she can go, I love you too. Women are very uncomfortable jumping out there beforehand and going, I love you, and running the risk of dude looking at him and going, you cool, I'll mess with you.
Yeah, and that's rough for a dude, because if a dude throw that out there,
yeah,
and he's right, and dudes are trained to accept rejection way better than women, because dudes have to be the aggressor.
Right.
So most likely he's going to be the one to get shot down.
Exactly.
Because a woman do not like to be shot down. A woman don't like to be told you don't like her. She'll get an attitude and want to fight, want to argue.
And well, the reason for that is because we're not so resilient. Like, okay, well, now you say you don't love me back. If you don't love me back, then it's not so easy for us to bounce back and move on to the next guy. You know, because we're constantly going to be a little more reserved from doing that, as opposed to guys. And correct me if I'm wrong, if a woman rejects you, you go to the club, you ask for a young lady for her phone number, she's like, no thanks, you off to the next flower.
But that's because you're not emotionally invested in that woman.
Exactly.
If you're just in it like, hey, like we were saying, like, yeah, I just want to smash.
Yep.
And you're not going to, you don't care if it happens, because you know if you keep shooting darts at that billboard, you're going to hit a bullseye one time.
Yep.
None of those darts are emotional.
And once you start smashing, you know it's going to come to an end at some point.
Right. Because you didn't go in saying,
one, you didn't get to know the female, and two, you didn't go into saying, like, I'm pretty sure I want to try to get to know this person. If you got that mindset going in, you already know your time frame. Just like a woman, like they say, a woman knows within the first 5 minutes of talking to you where your role is going to be with her. A dude knows before he approaches you what your role is going to be to him.
Now, that's 100% true, because you can look at the chick and go, yeah, she's wifey material. Or you can look at her and go, yeah, she's a little bust down. I'm finna go get her.
That's it.
Now, you can be wrong. There's instances where you can get surprised, and there's been people, she's a coconut. And then next thing you know, you find out, oh, she got a brain. I'm surprised.
I'm saying
that. But you use your judgment. Right.
Like,
your instinct.
If I go to Arnie, I mean, not Arnie. If I go to Adriana, I'm not expecting the brain start.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to go
to
Adriana.
You're not going to Adriana looking for touch. Right.
I'm going in there and I'm saying, all right, who's going to be stripping tonight? And that's it. That's as far as I'm taking it. And anybody, and here's the thing about women, if you're looking for the dude that we said I want the man who's going to be upstanding and do this, why are you going to Arnie's looking for him when he got the 24-inch rims that's spinning? And now I thought that was played out. Why would you go to Adriana's looking for that dude?
Yeah. Seriously, I was going to, I mean, some people might get offended, but if you go into the 50-yard line looking to wipe somebody up.
Like, it's all, I believe a lot of the times where you meet somebody is where you would tend to feel where that person would be in your life. And not all the times, because you could be walking down the street going to Kmart and, you know, it's something different.
Right.
But if you go, when guys get together and they go into the club, none of their mindset is, I'm meeting my wife at the club tonight. No, none of your guys' mindset.
Not at all.
A lot of times when the women go to clubs,
I want to meet that dude.
I want to meet that dude then.
Yep.
And then
really?
A lot of times, I've heard women go and groups.
I wouldn't go to a club.
Yeah, matter of fact, I don't understand to the ladies, what is sexy about a car on 28? I just don't get it. When you got your Cadillac extremely pimped out, what about that says, it's a future?
You know what it is? It's the fact that he appears to have money.
Exactly.
It's an illusion that
rims are a serious illusion.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the fact that it appears it's a guy who puts on a front that he has money. Though it don't matter, 9 times out of 10, it ain't the right money. But
okay, because I was going to say, if you sitting on you sitting on 28s and everything is ducky and you sitting there at the car wash in a white T-shirt, really?
But see, here's the thing, though, and I don't mean it because I know the brother was about to say something, but real quick, if you got a Chevy, an old school Chevy, sitting on some, like we were saying, 28s that got the green with the mint interior with the sparkle and everything versus a dude pulling up in a stock
A7,
right.
Yeah.
It's some women would approach the dude with the Chevy on the 28th because he has money and he's willing to blow it. It looks like he's willing to blow it, which means if he's willing to blow it, he's quicker to give it to me.
Mm.
So I'm taking it that's the reason they approach that man over the dude with the Audi, who's like, nah, he looks like he saves his money and invests it. You know, it's the illusion.
Dig that.
So just my opinion.
No, I agree with you 100% because I was going to say women are always looking for material comfort and support going forward. That's what the whole dating process is me taking you out, showing you I got disposable income enough to take care of you in the future. So the guy with the gaudy car with the rims, like you said, he's showing, one, I got money, and two, I ain't got not a clue the first what to do with this money. So, I'll probably blow it on you. The guy with the non-flashy car, he's more buttoned down, more on top of his thing. He's going to spend more fiscally responsible, which for the average materialistic chick ain't necessarily a good thing. He might still have money, too, but is he going to give it to you?
Right.
Good point. And that's where we're going to leave it. On that note, thank you, bro. You have been an excellent guest, man. You have been a lot of fun. And that's where we're going to leave it. Next week, we're going to get into it. It's true, what the consequences
And that one should be a lot of fun. So be sure to join us next week as we get into it. So we're going to sign off. We're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't me. Peace, y'all.
Thank you.